Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship, I'm in Acts chapter 21, and this is the account of the Apostle Paul going to Jerusalem and there being arrested. And it's interesting the number of individuals that are mentioned just before this arrest takes place. And I want to center in on a couple of thoughts about this. He goes to the house of Philip, the evangelist, and we're told that he was one of seven and abode with Philip there. So he's going to an evangelist's house. He spends time there. And Philip had four daughters, and he tarried there for several days, and there came down from Judea a certain prophet by the name of Agabus. And Agabus takes a garment and wraps it around the hands, the wrists of the Apostle Paul, and says, "So shall this happen to you. You're going to be arrested. You're going to be taken against your will, and you're going to be thrown into prison for the cause of Christ." And they all begin to weep. They're not understanding all of this. And this is what the Apostle Paul responds to their concerns in verse 13 of chapter 21. "Then Paul answered, 'What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not only to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.'" Now, this was quite a scene for this old prophet to show up, and before all of those people there, the daughters of Philip, the other siblings of Philip that were there at the house and visitors that were present, for this old prophet to take and bind the hands of the Apostle Paul and say, this is gonna happen to you, and stun everybody that was there. You know, folks, we live in very troubling days, do we not? And there are many saints around the world that are being arrested because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Every week, I get updates from several different groups from around the world that tell of arrests that have been made and those that have been thrown into jail for preaching the gospel, mostly in closed access countries where no one can get in. I still think about that young man that's in Iran right now who may die for his faith, 16 years of age. He's been in prison now for a year. And a judge ruled that he should be hanged by the neck until he is dead because he blasphemed the name of Allah. He was in possession of a Bible. That was the blasphemy. And this young man was faithful, and at his very quick trial, which he was not allowed to speak at, because he is a minor, all the accusers came in and accused him and so forth like that. And they gave him an opportunity to recant his faith, and he stood silently there. And then the sentence was given. Now, folks, we need to understand something here. This young man is willing to die. He's told everyone in prison, "I'm willing to die for my faith in Jesus Christ." He's 16. Paul tells those that were weeping there, "Don't weep and break my heart. I'm not only ready to be put into jail, but I'm ready to be offered for the Lord Jesus Christ." Those were not empty words. They were genuine words. Did Paul give his life for the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, he did. Oh, it was strung out over several years, his imprisonment in Rome, allowed to be released for a short while, then brought back, and finally was executed for his faith in Jesus Christ. This was real stuff. These were not empty words. I pray that as we remember the saints around the world that are being persecuted for their faith, that it might touch our hearts. It's so easy, "Oh, pray for that 16-year-old boy over there. It's so sad," and so forth. But what impact does it have on your heart? Does it reach down to where you live and say, "That could be me. Am I willing to be hung for my faith in Jesus Christ?" This is the reality of Christianity. If it's just words, or if it's something, that relationship with Christ is so real and is so precious that I'm willing to give my life for Him. Paul was, and all those that were there present saw that he was. He told them that he was, and then he actually did years later. I'm sure those same people, Philip the evangelist and his daughters and his brothers and all those that were there when they got word from Rome that Paul had been beheaded, they remembered that conversation that took place. May we may we seriously consider, what price am I willing to pay to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? That will tell you, don't just give empty words, that will tell you where your walk is with Jesus Christ.